Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by PurpleDumpster.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, please send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
Two confused old men accidentally call each other. Don't know how this happens. Don't know if there was a prankster behind it, but the audio is hysterical. Happened in England. Two elderly men accidentally calling each other. They don't know each other.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, who's that?
Well, who's that?
What do you mean, who's that? You just told me.
Well, you just rang me.
I haven't rang anyone.
My phone has just rang. I've just answered it. So I don't
ring
myself.
I haven't rang anybody.
What did he say? Oh.
I haven't rang anybody.
Oh.
I haven't rang anybody.
I feel like there was an F word in there.
Right. Well, I didn't want to say that.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I figured that part you could make out.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Well, all I'm telling you is, I'm not arguing with you.
I don't give a what you were telling me. I've not rang any So you want to get on to somebody and find out who has rang you?
I've no idea who's rang.
Well, I don't give a Stop ringing me, you
The worst part is both have cell phones next to each other.
They don't even know.
Turn around!
The fact that they're British makes it better, no?
Yes, yeah. Sounds classy.
And like that, no one had just hung up. Like if this happened to me, like, I didn't call you. Yes, you did. You called me.
Click.
No, I didn't.
Doo-doo.
All right, goodbye.
Right. Yeah.
I'm done with that.
Right.
Yeah. 12 seconds at max.
I feel like that happened several times, and now they're to the point where now I want to crawl through this phone and kill you.
Exactly. I want to settle this right now. Yeah. I want to sell your hash.
Stop ringing me, you dickhead. Now, fuck off. You what? What do you want? Listen, I don't know what you're playing at. My phone's just rang. I've just picked it up. How many times am I going to have to tell you? This is a
Listen, problem. Mate. I'll
sort you out. I haven't rang any You dumb bastard.
This is fantastic.
You dumb bastard.
Dumb bastard. That sounds so fun the way he said it.
I know.
It does.
You dumb bastard.
Just
get on and find out who rang you.
Oh, the wife's getting involved. Give me that phone.
Yeah, exactly.
And someone's just hollering and swearing into the other end. It's like, I'm going to come solve this.
He's off his meds, apparently, yes.
Hello?
Right, well, I'm going to phone the police because we had a woman ringing here last week saying the same. Yeah. Now I've got you and we have a thing where they can find your number. So now I'm going to phone the police.
Listen, I don't know what you're playing at. Hello? What are you doing ringing me again?
You rang three times in 10 minutes.
I haven't rang you, you dumb bastard.
Just get off the phone and shut up.
I'll get off your phone, you...
Get off your phone and shut up. That would solve this problem. Just get off the phone.
Just don't answer the phone.
Right.
Either of those really would solve the problem.
Right. It really would. Just
if
open
we
the phone
both
up.
Just get off the phone and shut up.
Exactly right.
We don't have to worry
get
about
it. Get back
this.
To your corners, yes.
I haven't rang your phone number. You want to get on to someone? I think you are. Are you pissed?
If this happens again.
Pissed at you. Now, don't ring my number again. Because if I find out who you are, I'll tear your head off.
All right.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. And then try calling me once your head's torn off.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that'll be the next trick.
Yeah, can't talk, can you?
Yeah.
Now, I think you're off your rocker.
You might have been.
Yes.
Evening, Lady James.
What?
Hello.
What'd she say?
Evening exchange?
I think this is the same issue where the phones are calling each other.
Right.
But it's a different person now.
Oh.
Lady Jane? Is that what she
Lady
said?
Jane?
Lady
said
evening,
Jane?
I thought said evening exchange.
Evening, Lady James.
Lady Jane's?
Evening, Lady James. Is that a bar?
I'll bet you the guy's not that pissed off now.
No, really.
Special
evening,
phone call.
Lady James. What? Hello?
What are you talking about? You've
all
got
right.
the wrong number, kid.
Hey?
You've got the wrong number.
It's what way more polite to her.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right.
I don't think they know how a phone works.
What do you mean?
Like, why does he keep calling?
There's something wrong. Yeah. So there's either a prankster in the middle of this
right.
who's conference calling these two together, or there's something wrong with the phone line. And no one thinks to maybe call the phone company and say, we have a problem here. We need service.
No. Or don't hit redial.
Right. But I like how he's not calling her a dumb bastard
no,
and saying,
no.
I'm going to rip your head off.
No, well, no, no.
It's early.
He's working. He's working right. this one, yeah.
That's what number have you just phoned?
That stupid old again.
What are you talking about, you stupid bitch?
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Here we go.
Well, I want to hear how she responds to that.
Now it's on.
Stupid bitch.
You must be able to ring out. You just rang
me. I have not rang anybody's number, love. I haven't rang anyone. Someone's fucking about on the phone here. I've just had a bloke on. Saying I've rang in. I haven't rang anybody, love.
I'm 60 years of age and you're ringing me at 10 o'clock at night. Night!
Well, sounds like Sharon Osbourne.
Her voice went from very pleasant to very unpleasant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is a phone call from Ozzy to Sharon.
Yeah, if I heard her, I wouldn't mess with her in a bar. I feel like she'd just punch me out.
Yep.
Look, love, I'm 75 and you're ringing me. I haven't got a clue. Why have you rang this number?
Well, I haven't touched my phone.
Listen.
Did she just say, I haven't talked to my effing phone?
I guess.
Well, I haven't touched my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But you're talking into the phone right now.
Exactly. So, see?
It's 10 o'clock at night.
Nine!
I haven't talked into my phone.
Listen, what number have you just rang here, kid? What number?
Oh, kid.
Hey?
What number have you rang?
We don't ring it, darling. You ring us.
Well, I haven't rang anybody.
Well,
I'm sat here with my missus. I haven't rang anyone.
How the f*** could I have rung you?
Was there an Old Spice commercial playing in the background? I just heard whistling. All right, go ahead.
Well, someone's just rang my phone. That's why I'm talking to you.
Oh, no. This is my phone just rings its ass off, don't it? And then when I pick
it up. I don't know what. I've not got a fucking clue.
You've just rang me now.
I haven't rang you, kid. I haven't rang any all night.
Wow, they've been on the phone for over a minute, and
they're
right where they started.
Yep, full circle.
Right where they started.
Like the same three talking points.
Yep.
Right. And no one thinks maybe there's something wrong.
There's possibly something wrong with the phone line.
Let's
Let's
call the phone company.
Right, or just don't pick the phone up.
Yeah.
Right. It's an idea.
Simple.
Yeah.
I've only just come in about an hour ago. I haven't rang nobody. I've not even picked my phone up.
If you ring me again, it's going to get diverted to the £1.50 a minute. All right.
Will you go and f*** off?
It's going to get diverted to the $1.50 a minute?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
How does she do that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, that got him ugly quick. Ashley's first day. Day
Hello.
Number one today.
Yes.
Come on.
Good morning.
How's it going so far?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
She just went, actually.
She ran back from the bathroom.
Oh, you sound out of breath.
With 30 seconds to spare, I'm like, oh, my God, she's locked outside.
Yeah.
Dude, my phone rang
Did
the
Andrew
same
go to get her back in or no?
No, he sat right there. I'm like, oh, my God. You know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I may want to go get
That's
her.
How to do it.
Yeah.
Like, make it a challenge.
Right.
Don't hold her hand.
Right.
Like, we want all the fails now.
Right, but she's missing, right? It's getting close. My phone rings. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, 30 seconds. I'm like, oh, no.
Out.
Yeah. And then she came sauntering in.
All right, so you're 30, right?
I'm 29.
Right.
I'll be 30 in...
I like the tone in that. I'm 29.
Oh, sorry. I'll be hanging on to 29 as long as I can.
Yeah. With a death grip, white knuckles, yes.
I'll be 30 in July.
All right. I'll have to write that down.
Yeah. Ooh, summer birthdays are great.
You have a boyfriend?
I do, Eric.
Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
He's a former MMA fighter.
He is.
All right, I'm standing far away from her, Eric.
That to me says stay polite.
Exactly, right. Yeah, right.
But he was a real MMA fighter. He had a belt.
Professional. He got a belt, yeah.
Nice.
Not for the UFC, but
holy crap.
In the state of Connecticut. Yeah, featherweight.
And were you guys going out then?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So I was going to ask you, was it tough to watch... So you've seen tapes, right?
Yeah. Well, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Plus, how do you kiss the face of boo-boos on it?
You have to kiss to make it all better, right?
Right.
No, but just to watch you know?
Somebody you love in the ring, yeah.
In the ring, I think you'd want to crawl in there and, you know.
Well, if they're winning, you're like, yeah, kick his ass, yeah!
Right, then if it's not going well, you're like, ah, you want to throw that towel in or whatever.
Get off him!
That's just endless.
Get off him!
What else do we need to know? You're from?
Bethany.
Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have spent time in East Haven?
Yeah, my family has a summer house right on the water in East Haven.
Nice.
So I grew up there in the summers. We'd move there for the summers.
When you say spend time, I picture prison. I spent time in East Haven.
Have you ever been arrested?
I have not, no.
But she's willing to learn.
No, my father's an attorney, so that's a no-no.
Oh, see, but you can get you off, so there you go.
Your dad's an attorney, and he helps kids who need help.
Yes,
right?
Yep.
Specializes in helping kids in the system.
Oh. Yep, child welfare
that's
specialist.
Great work.
Yep.
Nice.
Have you ever been rushed to the emergency room?
Yes. I broke my leg ice skating in the third grade.
Oh, wow.
I told my parents I wanted to be a figure skater. And they, I begged for lessons.
Right.
My very first lesson was over. I don't know, thought I was Tara Lipinski or something, went off by myself, and I spiral fractured my right tibia from my ankle to my knee.
Thus ending her career.
Yes.
Hopefully day one here goes a little better than that.
But she can play hockey now.
Dr. Tammy is in. Dr. Tammy, Ashley, Dr. Tammy.
Good morning, Ashley. I'm so impressed you've lasted this long.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Tammy.
Like we're that bad. What's the matter with you?
AJ's looking at me like, whoa, I'm nice.
I'm very nice. Ask anyone.
I've been good so far.
I have been.
Do you have any advice to her for, you know, someone who's starting out a new job?
Well, you know, this is like a boys' club, so she's doing good so far.
Thanks for noticing.
It's a boys' club in the studio, but when you listen to the phone calls, it's like 60-40 split.
Yes.
There's a lot of women calling.
Right.
Well, it's good. You need her energy to balance this club out.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure, definitely. Hmm. Yeah. I think she can hold her own so far. I was listening on the way in. She's doing good.
I don't know. Her shirt says chow and she's leaving already.
Chow means hello and goodbye.
Yeah.
Chow.
Right.
Hello.
It says aloha.
We're going to talk to you about fetishes today.
Of course you are.
Because you're into it, right?
Because.
How did that start? You suggested it.
No. AJ no, did. I didn't suggest it. Pam suggested it. It was because the guys were going after me.
Well, that's
no,
kind of your
I
favorite
mean
topic.
Yesterday.
AJ.
Oh, yes, I suggested it. Yes.
It's Dr. Tammy. Oh, yeah, fetishes.
Right.
I don't know. Why do I ask him questions?
Because you love me.
You would think after 23 years, I would know not to start a segment off asking AJ a question.
You would think by now. It's not you.
All right.
Well, he thinks sex therapist, shoes, feet.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
This was AJ yesterday. So I said, what should we talk to Dr. Tammy
And I said
about?
Fetishes, yes.
Yes. Thank you.
I was hitting the head earlier.
True confession.
See, AJ, give himself a compliment. I've been good all day.
Right. See, that's what happened.
That's
Thank
right.
you, Phil.
I have two stories in front of me. They were originally for Dumbass News that I'm going to ask you about. One involves horses. One involves face licking. First, let's go to Ronnie and Waterbury. What's the fetish?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, Dr.
Morning. Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. You guys better be ready for this.
Okay. We're braced for it. We got it.
A buddy of mine a while back started dating a girl, and then one of us was sick and started sneezing a lot, and she started making these, you know, hot and heavy noises. We found out this woman had a sneezing fetish.
Okay.
Sneezing fetish.
What?
Interesting.
Sneezing fetish.
So was she turned on by you sneezing or by her sneezing?
Honestly, I believe it was just about any sneeze.
Any sneezing. Okay.
Wow.
So
it was the most insane thing I've ever seen.
So head cold season must have been a turn on.
Allergy season as well.
Yeah, big time.
Is it true?
Yep.
Is it true that if you sneeze 8 times in a row, something magical happens?
Well, for her.
Yeah,
you get a tissue, yeah.
For her, yeah. It's just
yes.
no change or
something. Exactly, yes.
Well, first of all, a fetish is like something that is not just like it turns you on. A fetish means that that's the only way you get off. Like that is something that's attached to your sexuality.
Well, that's much
that
better.
You have to get in, that you're really into. And it's the only way you can orgasm. It's the only way that you're totally satisfied. So maybe it just turned her on. Or
wow.
So if it's just a turn on, that's not a fetish.
No, that's like hot for you. You know, you're turned on by people who wear black t-shirts or by DJs or whatever, by rock music. Like, that's
trust me, that never happens.
The black t-shirt one went over my head.
Right.
I'm like, black t-shirt?
Oh.
Chaz and AJ are both wearing black t-shirts.
No, right? I'm wearing gray. This is gray. I didn't wear black.
Right.
But, like, if a sneeze is actually interesting, because a sneeze is very similar physiologically to an orgasm, because they you have certain glands in your nose that expand, and when you sneeze, it feels very similar to an orgasm. So
really?
A lot of people feel like it's a real turn-on when they sneeze.
Yeah, sneeze more often.
And after you orgasm, a lot of men's noses run. Or they sneeze right after they have an orgasm.
I don't know, it's been quite some time. So my
I've
nose
never
run.
Experienced that.
Yeah, my nose hasn't run in years.
But it's unusual for women. Like, not as many. It doesn't happen to as many women, but it still happens.
Really?
It clears out your sinuses.
Really?
Sure. Yeah,
wow.
It's good for your allergies.
I've never had that happen.
Wow.
That I can.
I gotta buy some pepper.
Start keeping track.
A little wasabi.
All right, that's a good one. You're in the running for the Steely Dan tickets. Thank you, Ronnie.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one. Love you.
You too.
Bye bye.
All right, I put him on hold so we can get his number.
Now all the guys are going to wear black T-shirts today. Everyone
I sneeze.
Is listening.
And no one's going to wear right. Yeah.
What was the other one? Radio people.
Radio DJs.
Right. Radio
and I can prove that to be a complete falsehood. And in fact, that repels people. That repels them. They run the opposite way. Oh, my God. AJ. That's why my nose hasn't run in so freaking long.
I don't think so. I don't think that's it.
Maybe it's my personality.
No, you have a good personality. I think it's the whole, you know, you're married thing.
Right. Well, technically. Technically, we share a house.
This sounds like the beginning of a whole therapy session, like a 90-minute session.
And also legally.
Right, yeah. That
too. Thing,
yes.
Right.
Trust me, we're like an old married couple,
right.
Which means nothing happens.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Oh, boy.
But if you were given the opportunity, would you take it?
I'd go like a rooster boy.
What?
What a rooster's known for, okay?
Cock-a-doo-to-do?
Bingity-bingity-bingity, yeah. It's an old saying. I used to work with a Greek guy, and like his way was like, I go like a rooster, boy.
I get it.
Meaning he's like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we have the full piece.
You know, Stanley the Power Drill. You know what I'm saying? Over here.
Yeah, that's so you're what saying, you want to be a rooster. I
you're saying
it.
If any girl propositioned you, you would take it.
That sounds desperate.
Not any.
No.
If one that surpasses a certain level.
Right. Like, you know, walks in their own power.
Has a pulse. Teeth important.
Exactly. Teeth. Yeah, right. And no facial tattoo. Exactly. Right.
So now this is like.
No beard.
Now this
exactly.
is like a dating thing for AJ. What are we doing here?
No, we're just having fun here.
Okay.
We're just having fun
well,
here.
I just want to be clear.
Don't analyze me, okay?
Jesus.
Wow, AJ's gotten mad and frisky all in the same brain.
I know. It turns me on, actually.
Charisse in Hamden, do you have a fetish?
Yeah, actually, I do. I've always been obsessed when I date somebody or when I'm with somebody. It was beer breath. So, like, my ex-boyfriend, I used... And, by the way, I don't even drink beer. I don't like beer. I'm kind of a wino.
Yeah.
But, man, when he would kiss me and he had beer breath, it just... It made me crazy.
Really?
And I loved it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Usually when I have beer breath, it repels women.
You would think. And again, I don't even like beer, but something about it just makes me want to go to town with him. I don't know. You know?
Yeah. You're like a great Dewey cop.
Is that beer breath?
Exactly.
Step out of the car.
Yeah, I'm going to put you in handcuffs and then I'm going to have my way with you.
Pull your pants down.
There you go.
Is that part of this whole thing, officer?
It is now.
It is now. Get in the back of the car.
Yeah, walk a straight line into the back of my car.
It won't be weird until you get older and you have kids and they come home and you smell beer on their breath.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Damn, we have a problem.
Now we really need Dr. Tammy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, excellent. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Buzzkill Phil.
Usually it's AJ that makes things really weird.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Phil, creepy. For
Buzzkill
keeping
Phil.
It fresh. And
creepy.
What made you go there?
I'm just thinking about beer breath and like what, like.
And you
always...
think kids?
Just, well, I was thinking actually about like what her father was like when she was growing up. Like if her dad was a drinker and there was some, because sometimes fetishes are stuff that are stuck from our childhood.
Really?
Like
right.
Sometimes people are into furries, like people that dress up like stuffed animals.
Right. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
We've had some of them on. What's the deal with that?
Yeah,
yeah, well, you kind of sexualize these either dressing up like a big stuffed animal or rubbing against each other when you're dressed up like stuffed animals. Or
where does that come from?
Well, they think maybe it comes from like being in the crib and maybe having some sexualized experience, even like pre-verbally.
Oh, like you're in the crib with a stuffed animal and you're like rubbing up against
maybe
it.
Maybe there's
as
some
a baby.
Pleasurable experience that you had that you don't even remember. And so, you know, maybe she had some pleasurable experience with her dad that she doesn't even recall, and he had beer breath. And it doesn't even have to be sexual. It can just be like sensual and loving and
or
oh
like
my
a
God.
Creepy uncle or something.
Exactly.
Well, maybe right.
A creepy uncle with a stuffed animal.
No, yeah. I see what you're saying. Like, he picks her up and holds her like one arm at a party. He's got a beer in one. Hey,
and it made her happy, and now she's like, oh, I totally
warm.
Dig that.
I felt warm inside.
I felt warm inside in all my parts.
Oh, geez.
Okay, you said that, not me. That's right. not me. That was your voice. You said that.
Started it when he talked about, like, the kids. That was just weird.
It was. Wow. It was kind of odd, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I would have guessed AJ and not Phil or Tammy to make it creepy this break.
Thank you.
That. You never know what's going to happen.
See
here.
That? I'm a good guy for once.
Dr. Tammy Nelson in studio. Everyone who calls in with some strange fetish, we're putting in the running for Steely Dan tickets. That'll be fun.
Right.
You'll all be sitting together.
Exactly. You can exchange numbers.
Steely Dan coming to Mohegan Sun Saturday, November 2nd. So it's Steely Dan Saturday night.
Right.
At Mohegan Sun.
Stuffed animal night.
Call the
dress as you will.
Lots of beer breath, too.
Dress in the way that turns you on.
Yeah, exactly. Overcoat shoes, you're good.
Call the Heyman Law. We'll pick you up contest line 1-877-764-2535. We have two stories we never used in Dumbass News. One was a man busted twice for masturbating in front of horses.
Wow. See that?
Seems weird.
Mm. Well, it's supposed to pull horses.
Could be weirder. He didn't touch the horses. Yeah.
Did I say seems weird? I mean, is weird.
Right. Was that a horse race?
Doesn't seem weird. It is weird.
If it's a horse race and he's winning, acceptable.
Well, he didn't touch the horses. I mean, you know, sometimes people are into animals. He didn't touch the horse. He didn't hurt the horse.
It probably came from something like when he was young, growing up, he had a horsey.
The horsey
pony. The
that
one in front of the dive
with
store.
The stick.
Exactly.
In between his legs.
Exactly. See, then there you go. It makes perfect sense now.
I see what you're doing there. You're now going to connect everything to childhood.
Right. Or you watched Mr. Ed as
Mr.
a kid
Ed,
and got into
Mr.
it.
Ed
right.
Too.
Wow.
A talking horse? That's right, baby. Talk to me.
Of course.
Joe in West Haven.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
How you
good this morning?
Chaz, AJ, Phil, welcome.
Welcome, Ashley.
Welcome, Ashley. We've been here the whole time.
Right, Ashley. Did you forget her name?
I had to think for a second. I didn't want to say the wrong name.
That's okay.
Oh,
I'm
I hate
new.
When it
That's
happens.
Okay.
That was a good idea.
I hate thinking.
I ruined it. I should have let you just...
I hate to think her.
I would have gotten it sooner or later. You would have
said,
by
no girl.
Right.
Welcome, Ashley. We love you, man. You're gonna have fun. You're going to rock it.
Thank you so much.
It's fast to fall in love.
Really? Yeah, a little too quick, actually.
I was going with this girl, right?
Yeah.
And she taught me this, and I don't know, man. It just, I loved it, man. It was it's the only fetish I really have. Is when we made lunch, we rubbed our palms together, like rigorously, like frictionally.
Like Miss Miyagi?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, man, you got to try it.
Is it both hands? So it's
one
your two hands,
both,
her two hands?
Both, yeah, sure. But, I mean... Whether it's one or both, man, it's crazy, man. I'm sorry.
Right. You're just rubbing them, or are your fingers clasped?
No, flat palms, rubbing them, man. It's
okay.
Crazy. I'm telling
interesting.
So I'm guessing as a child you played patty cake a lot. That's where it came from. That's where it came from.
He was a Boy Scout, and he would like the fires with the rolling
stick. Right, right. I was turning the Scoutmaster on.
All right.
Here's the crazy thing. After I broke up with her, a year later, I heard she stabbed some dude like 20 times. I'm like, thank God we broke up.
What?
Really?
Was her name Rosie? Rosie Palmer?
Well, that's the end of the story I did not expect.
Wow.
Surprising.
Did the guy die?
I don't think so, no. But she was in jail for it. I'm like, oh, thank God I broke up with her.
Yeah, really.
Thank God you kept her hands busy during sex.
Well, you crushed her palm, apparently.
Was there anything during the course of the relationship that would make you think that she's capable of doing that?
No, I don't know.
Never.
She must have snapped a doodle or something. Maybe he didn't.
Did you just say snap a doodle?
I hate when they snap their doodles. Yeah. See, doodle snapping is bad.
Yeah, you don't want to snap the doodle.
Right. Did you bring that palm thing to other ladies?
I haven't yet. I should try it with my wife, though. I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you make it? Make
He's a, saving it for a special moment.
Maybe make it Palm Sunday.
I should try it with the wife.
I don't need a fetish with my wife. It's good enough.
So. Really? Yeah,
good answer.
Yeah, you want to encourage her.
Well, interesting. That's just in case she's listening.
I got you. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Like a compliment that you just took back.
Yes, you kind of did, yeah.
All right, Joe, hold on. Let's get your number.
Don't move,
we'll
Joe.
Put you in the running for the tickets.
Palms down.
Ryan in East Hartford.
I don't know if that was really a fetish, to be honest.
All right, hold on 1 second, Ryan.
I don't know if that was really a fetish. I mean, it was something cool that they did. And actually, if you rub your hands together, it does, like, bring up your energy. And if you rub your own palms together really fast and then you put them on your face, it warms up your face and you can, like, bring up some heat and energy together. And maybe it just prevented her from stabbing him.
You rub your palms together and then put them against your face? What's up with you?
Maybe you should put them against your feet.
That sounds like, as a child, someone used to hold your face all the time.
That sounds lovely.
How do you think she became a sex therapist? Think there was some weird things in her closet?
Yeah, seriously. Like,
I got some things
we
want to know about her.
I think I told you in the past, my mother told me every problem she ever had in her whole life was because of sex.
Oh, really?
And I was like 6 years old.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. She was six years old.
Mm. And now she's a sex therapist.
And now I tell everyone, you know, sex will fix all your problems.
Do you have a fetish yourself? Do you have a fetish?
I don't think I do.
Are you sure?
Mm. I'll have to think about it. Maybe try to develop one.
Yeah,
over
lie
time.
Down and talk to us about this. Yeah. How do you feel?
She has a podcast that just started. I think they're like, what, 8 episodes in?
Oh.
The Trouble with Sex.
Oh, really? Like finding it?
I think it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
you can be a guest someday, AG.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God. That's an 8-parter.
Are we taking numbers?
Ryan in East Hartford.
Hi, guys. First time I've ever calling in, and of course, it's during this segment.
All right.
Thank you.
With me, it's I like to wear and use diapers.
Mm. Wear and use diapers.
That's actually a very common fetish.
You're getting tickets.
Adult diapers.
We're not putting you in the running. You're getting tickets. Can you wear a diaper to Steely Dan?
Chaz is climbing
out
of his chair.
I mean, I wear 24/7 now.
I love this guy's bravery to call up and say this.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, I'm shaking like a leaf right now.
No, but he's not like, I know someone.
No,
or
no.
You know, this is I wear diapers.
Or is incontinent, one of the two.
I want to reward this behavior.
Yes,
this
you
is
do.
What gets you tickets.
Exactly.
It's very transparent. He's being honest.
Well, no, the transparent, I want to see it.
How did it start?
Honestly, for me, it's been something I've wanted for most of my life. And then a few years ago, I just said, screw it, and started wearing 24/7.
See that?
Do you have one on right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Huh. So if you get excited right now, you're safe.
Oh, wait, so
you have the stage right line now.
That's convenient. Like, I could use one. You know, there's times where you only have 2-minute songs.
Yes.
Like,
there are times I really need
can
one.
Use a diaper.
And obviously, this came from your childhood. And they're going to be, you know, Dr. Tammy.
Well, it could have. I mean, it sort of goes to that theory, that theoretical model that it happens, like, pre-verbally, and there's some connection there. We don't really know. Like, nobody really knows. How do you test that theory? You don't really,
you
don't really have any proof. But
yeah, you can't run a program on someone's brain and then get all of this.
It could be connected.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Anyway.
Where do you think it comes from?
Me?
Honestly,
I know I've read a couple things, but I know I was trained late and just, ever since then, I've just been like, yeah, this is something I want to do.
So you wore diapers for more than,
probably
2 years? Like off of diapers,
he's
typically?
Usually by 3.
You're on solids now, right?
2, 3, depending.
You try to get them off by 3. So
I think I was like just about 4, my parents told me.
I can't wait to see a package for 25 and up.
Now, are you married? Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I am currently single.
There you go.
Okay.
Right.
And have you been with anyone and then, you know, gotten intimate and it's like, I better go in the bathroom, take these off so I don't have to explain it?
Yeah, the few relations I've been in, it's I've kind of kept that hidden.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Looking for a baby
so
mama.
Wait, you wouldn't wear the diaper if you were going out?
Well, now I do. I haven't been in a relationship in probably 4 years, especially since I started going 24/7.
And he's on solids now, too. So
it's hard to make your butt look good when you have a diaper under your pants.
How many dates would it take before you start telling someone?
That's a big intimate thing to disclose.
Yeah.
Or one really good drink.
I mean, it'd probably be pretty obvious if I started getting into a relationship now that it'd probably be pretty quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, part of the problem with fetishes is that you feel kind of lonely and isolated, and you feel like there's nobody that you can really be in a relationship with. It used to be before the internet, it was a real problem.
Right.
People get really depressed.
Now they
applaud it. Now you can find people on, you know, online who are into the same thing. There's clubs you can go to. There's people you can talk to. You could even find people to be in a relationship with who are maybe into the same thing. Although it's much more common for men to have adult life.
So when you say you do pull-ups, obviously you mean your underwear. Yeah.
Laugh. No, all right. Laugh,
that took me a second.
Okay.
Right. That was great.
Thank you.
And
I'm like, what?
And the fact that, you know, you're being honest about it and talking about it and self-disclosing.
Yeah, man, you could.
The, you know, there's something that a little bit more healthy about that than I think a lot of people are, you know, sort of based in shame around their fetish, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's the isolation that usually gets people.
So this has to be like the first time you've talked about this in public, right? It's not something you bring up at like a family dinner or something.
Yeah, I mean, I have a few friends who know and stuff like that, but this is the first time I'm bringing it to obviously a ton of people all at once.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Right.
And how are your friends? How did they take that?
They were a little weird about it, but then ultimately they went, you do you.
Exactly.
Right.
That's good. You have supportive friends.
Yeah, because right. The initial is, that's weird. But...
Right. Plus, you could drive all day without having to stop the car.
That's not. What do you do for a living?
I'm a general manager for a cleaning company.
There you see.
Uh-huh. That's perfect.
It that works, yeah.
It's perfect. You're just taking your job to another level. That's all.
Exactly.
Do
man.
The employees know?
A couple of them do.
Yeah.
And so how are you going to take care of yourself after this phone call, after you get off the radio? Are you going to feel like... uncomfortable or awkward? Are you going to do something good for yourself? Are you going to feel okay?
Well, I'm probably going to continue shaking for the next, like, 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, thank God you're wearing diapers.
Well.
Do you have a therapist? Do you have someone you can talk to?
Are you canvassing?
No, I just want to make sure he's
okay. No, she's doing a good job here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure he's going to be okay.
No,
that's right.
No therapist or anything like that, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's just what it is.
All right. Well, we'll put you on hold. We're giving you tickets.
Yes.
And then we'll give you Tammy's number if you want to chat with someone later.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hold on 1 second.
You know, if you have a fetish and you're worried or you're anxious, there's a lot of places you can go online to find other people that are into it. Or I would suggest, like, you keep a journal. Like, write it down. Keep it in a safe place. Don't put it on your computer. Actually, write it down.
Or Facebook.
Facebook. And don't send it to AJ.
Kaboom.
But just keep it in a safe place so that you can write down your feelings. That's, like, the best way to take care of yourself.
Like, I'm so bad. Come on.
All right. DrTammyNelson.com. DrTammyNelson.com. Thank you. Teen accidentally asks the wrong girl to the prom.
Awkward.
Happened in Nevada. Austin Musa and Johnny Pichales drove to a classmate's house with a box of donuts so that Austin could surprise Hannah at her front door and ask her to the prom.
No. Donuts.
Doesn't seem like too much work. You know, those promposals are getting pretty fancy. Box of donuts.
And donuts.
I guess better than nothing.
Yeah, donuts are great. Girls love donuts.
I'm guessing she's not a runner.
No.
So Johnny was there to capture the whole thing on video, and the door opens. The girl answered was not Hannah.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we pull up to the wrong house?
Who is this?
Johnny, you picked the wrong house.
Austin.
Yo. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I really thought you were someone else.
I apologize.
Oh my gosh, I'm really sorry.
That's, it's okay.
No, that's my bad.
She was being really nice.
At least give her a donut.
Because at first she thought she was being invited to the prom.
Right.
It sounded like they didn't even know each other.
Right.
Yeah. And she's like, oh my gosh, donuts.
Right. I mean, I'd be like, I think, come on.
Oh, that's okay. I thought it was someone else. I feel bad for her.
But I'll take the Boston cream, though. Thank you.
Yeah. Boston cream. Oh, I used to love those.
The Boston cream. And also the nice fresh jelly with the powdered donut.
Yeah. How well does he know this girl if he doesn't even know where she lives?
Right. Yeah.
Her dad be like, come on in, son.
Yeah.
Donuts. Dads love donuts. Yep, exactly.
Right.
You can date my daughter. You can marry her. I don't give a shit. I'll be with someone. Oh! I mean, a button.
What happened?
I made a boo-boo. Yeah, yeah. Things.
What did he say? S?
I made a boo-boo, yeah. Yes.
S word?
Yes. Yep.
My bad.
Wow, you're all over the place this hour.
I know.
Ashley's getting a real view of your...
It's a treat.
I couldn't help it. I heard
almost
donuts.
Almost like a donut.
I went with donuts and I freaked out.
What was said?
I love donuts. I don't give an S. Come on, you got donuts. I don't give an S.
I was getting to the next story, and then I just heard button.
He's saying, erase. Hang on, I'll do it for myself. There you go.
They're sending the poop emoji on the Facebook Live next one.
That's the nice thing about watching Chaz and AJ TV. There's no dump button.
Sorry. You hear everything. Sorry.
Adam says, AJ's losing it today.
Yeah. All right, next story. Radio host says S word on radio.
I already rang my bell.
All right, AJ just swore on the air on Ashley's first day. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank
you.
I
wanted to get to know me.
Yeah, Phil sent it over to me.
Oh, look at that.
Here it is.
You can date my daughter. You can marry her. I don't give a shit. I'll be with something. I mean, button. Everything happened at that moment. Everything happened at that moment. Like, I swore. I smashed into the microphone my face accidentally. I fell.
It was almost like you had a stroke right around 9:15.
It did.
And then you did that snowflake analogy for Metallica. Then it all went to hell.
Yep. I was having a good day till then.
What were you trying to say here?
I was trying to say that to a father, you know, you show up with a box of donuts, basically you're golden. Because dad wants donuts so you can date my daughter. I don't even care.
Right.
I just want donuts. All
right, let me hear it again now.
You can date my daughter. You can marry her. I don't give a shit. I'll be with her.
Box of donuts. You can date my daughter. You can marry her. I don't give an S.
Exactly, because he's got donuts.
Right.
We're guys. Guys love donuts.
What happened?
I made a boo-boo. Yeah.
I made a boo-boo. It's like I poo-pooed in my pants.
Well, you know, I had to dumb it down after that.
I went boom, boom.
I made a boom, boom on the rug again, eh?
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
I got to play that one more time.
You can date my daughter. You can marry her. I don't give a shit. I'll be with her. I mean, button.
Was that Phil?
I went dump on the mic.
So I looked at you, and I don't think you heard it instantly.
No, I'm looking down at my next story.
So AJ and I were both saying, he was saying button, I was going dump.
And thanks, Phil. Thanks for helping me out, man. Appreciate it. You can take my door. You can marry her. I don't give a shit. I'll be with her. I mean, button. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Everybody, I apologize. Oh, that fell out.
I think you need some weed.
I need some weed.
I think you need marijuana.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.